Hey Google, set a timer for 5 seconds so we can start the show.
All right, a 5 hour, 53
no,
minute,
not
and 47
hours.
Second timer called seconds.
Hey Google,
so we can start
stop it. Hey Google, 5 seconds, a timer, set it.
Sorry, I don't understand.
You fucking bitch. Hey Google, set a timer for 5 seconds.
Second timer for 5 seconds, starting now.
And hey Google, shut the first timer off.
It looks like you have two timers on May 1st.
Oh,
so
Jesus Christ, let's just start the goddamn show.
The one called seconds so we can start
hey,
the
Google,
show.
Shut up.
No problem, sir. Stay set.
Hey, Google, shut the goddamn alarm off. Shut them all off. Hey, Google, shut them alarms off.
If you just asked to cancel an alarm, there are none set at the moment.
You're fucking right, there's not. There should be an alarm going off. There's a, it's a new Skooks of Hazzard show. The Skooks of Hazzard show. What's going on, everybody? This is the Skooks of Hazzard show, and we're back. Joshua, we're back, buddy.
Oh,
we've been
I'm
away.
Sorry, I lost my. Oh,
oh what,
shit!
What, see, look what you did now.
Oh,
now the fucking show's fucked up.
Oh boy,
what happened?
Oh, hello,
are you good?
I'm better now.
All right.
Well, hi, everybody.
What a,
I'm
what a
Joshua
way to start
Bryan.
It off, huh?
Yeah. Let me say hi to everybody. Hi, okay, everybody. How you doing?
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
That fucking Google thing we got.
Well, it's our new co-host.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Give
I
me a
second.
I think
it's just my headphones. Well, I don't really think it's the mic.
You don't think it's the mic? No. Yeah. People are going to think I'm fucking crazy. Hold on a second. Yeah. Let me unplug it and plug it back in. How about now?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Great.
Okay, I'm just speaking to Google, so.
Yeah, we're starting. We got to get back into the habit of you know, doing a show.
Well,
it's
see,
a little
and,
bumpy right now.
Well, our salary is so high that it was really hard to hire another host to do the show. So,
right.
We got Google involved, and Google was like, "Yeah, don't use our product to do the show." And we're like, "We don't care. We're fucking using it. We bought it from you to use." So, hey, Google. Can you eat dog shit for breakfast?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Oh,
I know, I know, I know.
Hey, Google, you're useless. Hey, Google, you're useless.
Yeah. That's...
Well, I am still learning.
I know.
What should we fix?
Yeah.
Hey, Google.
The fucking economy, can you fix that? Yeah, I didn't think
Thank
so.
Thank you for your help.
Shut up. All right.
Hold on, one more question. Hey, Google, how soon is Skynet?
I'm not sure, but I can tell you the answer to a similar question.
Oh, okay,
when
yes.
When did Skynet become active? Would that help?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
On the website Nidorama.com,
all right.
They
hey, Google, stop. We
yeah,
don't care
right.
about
so
fucking
it's
Skynet.
Soon, apparently, because she's talking back to us and looking things up on the internet for us, so why do I even need to... Hey, Google, just jerk me off, you know what I mean? Because now I don't even need to. Because of the internet through her mouth.
Hey, Google. Do you
I don't understand.
Yeah, we
I
know.
Know.
We know.
I know.
Hey, Google, do you do hand jobs? Hmm? Hey, Google, can I get a hand job? Google.
I don't understand.
Yeah, all right. Look, we've been away for 6 months, but we're back. It's what episode is this, by the way? 62, I think.
No, 65.
No, it's 62, I think.
No. We'll look
Maybe
it up
I'm
and
wrong.
We'll tell her.
I could be wrong.
No, I really think it's 65, because... we did one over Easter, and we were smited and excommunicated for our crosstalk. And the Pope, he recently came out and issued an apology to us and said that, you know, he thinks what we do is really funny, and he wishes he was hung like Jesus as well.
Who's the Pope right now? Who is that?
Pope Benedict, or...
No, it's not.
Pope...
Francis,
isn't Pope it? Frank, yeah.
Hey, Google, who's Pope?
Religion can be complicated, and I'm still learning.
Oh, she doesn't talk about religion, does she? Hey, Google, are you Muslim, Christian, what?
I guess I wasn't programmed to be religious.
Oh, good.
But I can search. Oh. What would you like to know?
Nothing. Nothing right now. Thank you, Google. We're
Thank
doing
you.
A show. So pipe down.
Sorry. I don't understand.
Yeah, we know. We know. We know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So this is episode 62. I'm pretty sure it's 62.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, we've been off for 6 months. What have you done anything exciting that we should talk about? Because there's a lot of gap. I mean, that's 6 months. That's a lot of time to cover in our show here.
Well, there was a couple holidays in between Easter and now. I mean, Father's Day is coming up.
Yep.
So I'm going to, you know, obviously take a local priest out to eat, you know, my
That's
asshole.
What it's about. Father's Day.
Yeah.
Catholic priest.
Yep. Let me get a little of that communion.
You take him, you take him out for a nice dinner, and he'll have you back at his room. Fucking jacking you off.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of it. And I'm a big fan of the incense he lights when we do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually...
And that holy water, that fucking... Well, that's good shit.
You should try the stuff that they use to, like, christen you for confirmation, that oil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, does that make good lube?
Hey, would you like to hear some stuff that Chuck sent us?
Who? Chuck?
The dude that always tries to kill himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember Chuck. He's a good friend of mine. I'm following him on Instagram.
He sent some stuff in while we were away. I guess he missed us, so.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Hey, Chuck.
It's just me, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
You've been off for quite a while, and while you were gone, I made numerous attempts to kill myself, which obviously didn't work.
That's usually how it goes.
I got a great new idea here. I've come up with an app.
Okay, came up with an app.
All I do is insult you when you hit the button. Okay? So hopefully this
he will force
somebody
you.
Into hunting me down and killing me. So here's my infomercial.
Oh, he's sending an infomercial.
Hello, everybody.
For his app.
My name's Chuck from the Skooks of Hazzard Show. And I'm here today to tell you about a great new app that you can download for free from your phone.
At least it's free.
It's called Chuck Hates Your Fucking Guts. There's many great features on it. Like, when you hit the button, I'll call you a miserable cocksucker.
That's one of the features.
Or the popular, when I call you a dirty, rotten dickhead. There's many great phrases that I use on this app. Like, you rotten piece of garbage. I hope your mother gets run over by a garbage truck. Okay, my name is Chuck from the Skooks of Hazzard Show, and I live at 39
He's giving out his address.
East Berwick Street, Schuylkill County. Okay,
I guess he wants people to find him.
House with a white door, and my name is Chuck.
Yeah, we know.
And if my parents answer, please ask to see me right away.
This is infomercial.
Make sure to show them the weapon that you're wielding. Thank you for downloading my app.
Source infomercial
back
ever.
Back to you, Eric and Josh. Ooh-wah.
Thank you.
Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah.
I actually downloaded the app.
I mean, for it to be an infomercial, it has to actually have info. I thought that was kind of like...
There was some info in there.
It was
a little bit.
It was slightly better than the Sham Wow infomercial.
Yeah, I did download the app that Chuck came out with.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because it was free.
Really?
That was the reason.
Huh. And
you don't got to pay for it.
Do you know how many downloads it actually had so far? Is it like in the millions?
Several. Several million.
Several million. Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So is this hat I'm wearing working?
Yeah.
I got a funny hat on.
Yeah, it's a hilarious hat. It's an emoji hat.
Yeah,
so now
it's yellow.
Now he just sends me his hat whenever he's laughing out loud.
So whenever I want Josh to laugh, I just you know, do a dramatic turn. And make him look at the hat. That was the most insincere laugh I've ever heard.
I know,
heard.
I've been working on it.
So you want to try out this app?
Yeah, let's try out the app.
Let's see here. So basically it's just a button. You hit a button and that's all it is. It's a big green button in the middle of the screen on your phone and it's just insults being slung at you.
Okay.
From Chuck. Because I guess he's not having any success killing himself. He
right.
figures maybe he can anger somebody. Into
doing it.
Yeah, that they'll be so...
That's a good idea.
Go suck on a tailpipe, you little bitch.
Oh, that's... He just slings insults at you.
Oh, man. What else has he got?
It's a button you push.
Hey, Chump. I fucked your mother.
Oh.
And your father. Fuck you.
Fuck you. I guess he's got to say pretty offensive stuff. I mean, he wants to get you angry to the point you're going to kill him.
Hey, you ugly dickhead. I dare you to fucking come to my house and kill me. I dare you. You won't do it because you're a pussy. A big, fat, sloppy pussy. Fuck you.
he's really angry.
Wow, Chuck.
He's really trying hard.
By any chance, are you a black man?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, you are?
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're probably on welfare.
Oh, God. I mean, I guess he's got to say
Wait,
something.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
Who's there? It's me, Chuck.
Uh-oh.
A very, 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 very black man.
Uh-oh.
What do you want? Oh, my God. I'm gonna kill you, you son of a bitch. The slowest way I know how. With my BB gun. No, no.
A BB gun.
2 hours
I'm so
later.
Racist.
2 hours later.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't realize Chuck was
forever.
Racist.
Hurry up.
2 more hours later.
Oh, this is the worst way to die. Thank you, black man.
It's really racist, Chuck. Uh-oh.
And I'm black and I'm black and I'm black, y'all.
Hey, everybody.
Little CB4.
Chuck. I just thought I should tell everybody that I am a black man.
Oh.
You didn't know that about me, huh?
I had no idea.
I didn't know. We've never seen him.
You don't know what the hell to think.
I did think that was racist.
I'm black, y'all.
He's black.
Nice.
That makes it okay.
It is. And I'm black and you're black and
I'm black, y'all. No reason to be offended by that now.
No, because there's no such thing as black voice.
Yeah.
You know, that is racist.
Yeah.
You
they
know?
Do. All the black people do the white guy voice.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't do a black guy voice.
No?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
Nah. Nope. I gave it up years ago.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I'm, it sucks. I'm, like, black from the chest up.
We were talking about
from the neck down.
We should go up to Kmart and buy all their stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going out of business.
Yep.
We get all the Kmart stuff in here because we do have all. I got all this stuff. I got all these fucking drops on my phone now. I don't do any drops from the computer. I got a new iPhone. It's got this neat little app called the Go Button. So now I just fucking anything you want to hear. What do you want to hear? I'll play it for you.
I don't know. Whatever you got.
I got a push of a button. Say something funny. I'll do this one.
Okay. An agoraphobe goes to a psychiatrist, and he sits down, and the doctor says, "You're cured."
It's a little rim shot.
Right, because he's there.
Right.
He left.
That's the joke.
Yep.
Go ahead, do it again.
All right,
say something else funny.
A guy walks down the street, and he happens to see a blind barber, and he says, "Hey, do you think you can give me a little bit of a trim?" He says, "Okay, well, here, I need to be able to feel your hair and your head, you know what I got to do." So the guy, you know, he starts rubbing this head, and he goes, "Wow, you're bald. What am I supposed to do?" He goes, "Well, no, that's my dick."
Oh, my word. That was the first one was better.
Bill Cosby walks into Roseanne Barr's living room, sits down on the couch.
Oh, that wasn't the joke.
No,
okay,
no. Sits down on the couch. He says, "You know what? I think we should start our own sitcom, and we'll call it the Rapist and Racist Show."
Was that the end? Was that the punchline?
Yeah, and then he's going to say, "So what do you like to drink? I got some lewds for you." You know? Quaalube.
Quaalube.
Yeah.
Do you you want to do news? Should we talk about some news? It's been 6 months, so there's a lot of shit happened here.
Yeah, we could talk about the news.
I got
a couple.
Let me do a follow-up here. How's the hat thing working out?
The hat thing's working really well. I can see the one with the tongue out, and I think that's fucking hilarious.
Hey, Google, what do you think of my hat?
You've got a great sense of style. With this hat, I can benefit from it, too.
Oh,
nice.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, benefit.
Hey, Google, what do you think of Josh's hat? Google? Hey, Google, what do you think of Josh's hat? She's taking a fucking nap.
I really don't know.
You're fucking useless.
Look, we've been talking for the last 50 minutes, and you've been looking right at me with your AI eyes.
Hey, Google, you know, now that we got this fucking thing here, and we do the news segment, you know, we can ask Google what's in the news. She could probably tell us. That's shit's good for
I don't
that.
Understand.
Here's something in the news. I'm opening up my own business for people that lost an eye.
Yeah.
It's called AI.
AI.
Artificial eye. And I'll send you any kind of eye, like, you know, if you want an old cow eye, I can mold one for you, send it out, and, you know, UPS will have that to your house in no time.
Wouldn't it have to be AE?
No, it's called AI.
Mm-hmm.
It's A-E-Y-E.
You're actually writing out.
Called AI, artificial eye. And you come into my store, I stick my finger in your hole, so I can get a proper fit. I have to put a little clay in there and mold it. And then I'll make you anything. If you want the Captain America shield on your eyeball, I can do that. If you want it to shoot out lasers, that's like 20 years down the road.
Right.
If you want it to go on the internet for you, it won't because it's not AI. It's right. AI.
Right. Don't try and get online with it.
Right.
I got you.
Hey, AI, can you see? No.
You know what? I guess Herbert Allen caught wind that Chuck's sending an infomercial, and he sent in an infomercial of his own. You want to hear that?
Mm-hmm.
This is, I haven't listened to this yet. Good times theme.
Hello, everyone. My name is Richard Chom Nowoleski.
This is an infomercial
from
Herbert.
And I'm here today to tell you about a wonderful new compilation album from the world's premier Bob Seger tribute band.
A Bob Seger
starring Herbert D. Allen, singing all your favorite Bob Seger hits, like Hard as a Rock.
Hard as a rock.
My word.
I'm as horny as I can be. Hard as a rock. I'll fuck anything I see. Hard as rock.
Can't believe he did a compilation album.
Doesn't need to be a human being.
Doesn't need to be a human being. He'll fuck
working
anything.
Working on my kung fu.
Working on my kung fu.
What?
I heard some ladies love a man in a karate gi. Working on my kung fu. I like to fight
old man cock and balls.
Working on my kung fu.
Fuck you.
Uh-oh.
Just take those cock and balls out of my pants. I like to see them resting in your hands.
What a tribute to Bob Seger.
These bitches ain't got the same holes. I like a hairy pussy and an asshole.
And finally, very special on this record.
Oh, shit.
It's Metallica to the cover of a Bob Seger song. Bob Seger returns the favor with a cover song of his own.
Exit Life. Kung Fu Fight.
What is going on?
In a pain.
Just look at the hat while you're listening.
Exit Life. Kung Fu Fight. Break your hand. Kung Fu Master of the Land. Yeah. Where now?
It's Herbert Allen. It's a Bob Seger trick. How many tribute bands fucking change the words to the songs and the names of the songs?
Not many.
It's not much of a tribute band.
Right.
It's like a parody band.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's called Let's Get This Parody Started.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was the best thing he's ever sent into us.
Herbert.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man, except for his football picks.
They were bad. This was actually pretty good.
Yeah. What about?
I can get you those songs. You can use them as your ringtone.
What about football dick pics?
You want? I'll do that for you.
Yeah, I can get a little ringtone. I actually just changed my ringtone. I got my asshole bleached.
I love the part where
it's not funny.
No, it was funny.
Thank you.
See,
there it is.
See how it fucking good
God,
this
dude,
thing is.
Yeah, the macros on your phone is it's the best.
It's the best. And I love that part in Old Man Cock and Balls when it just comes in. Cock and Balls.
Cock and Balls.
I love that part.
Me too.
I isolated it.
Cock and balls.
Whenever you want, I can play it. And I got just the balls, too.
Balls.
You like that?
Balls.
This app is great.
Balls.
Cock and balls.
Oh, threw you off there. That was funny. All right. Let's go to... Let's move along.
To the news.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
You enjoying yourself yet?
I was actually a little nervous coming back in this studio.
You were?
I didn't know if my... my mouth was going to fit over my mic anymore, you know?
Well, hey, if you're ever unsure, we got that fucking Google box back there. You can ask anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play the news theme now. And we can talk about important shit going on in the world.
Now, new things you need
I
know.
I missed it.
About.
In the news, we should ask Google what's in the news.
No,
I mean,
won't come up with anything.
Hey,
funny.
Google, what's in the news?
Here's the latest news.
Oh,
by
see,
the way, you can also ask for news about.
You better apologize
topic,
that fucking Google box after she's done.
That is currently in the news.
Well, that wasn't
from NPR News now at 11 a.m. today.
Ooh, Ooh, what happened? I missed it. Anyway.
From
NPR News in Washington.
Oh, no, don't play the whole... No,
President
shake.
Trump warns allies it would be a mistake to retaliate for new U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel imports.
Oh, that's bad.
We have a tremendous trade imbalance.
Oh, tremendous.
So when we try and bring our piece up a little
bit... Oh, that's
bit
Alec
so that
Baldwin.
So
that's
bad,
yeah, that's not Trump. All right, Google. Hey, Google.
All right, shut
it off.
Yeah, so shut that fuck off.
Hey, Google, shut it off.
We do with
hey,
them.
Google, shut it off.
Look, if I wanted to listen to an asshole talk, I'd fucking fart.
Hey, Google, you quit being an asshole.
You know? All right, anyway, in the news, I got something that's kind of fucked up.
Let's hear it.
Okay, you're familiar with baptism, right?
All too.
What's
hey,
that?
Hey,
Trump
hey, hey, Google,
the G7
stop it.
In Quebec,
Google, stop.
Hey, Google, stop.
God. Anyway,
I'm gonna put that fucking fucker on mute.
You're familiar with baptisms, correct?
Of course I am.
It's where they,
question.
In Christianity, where they dunk, anybody really, either with their will or against their will into a waters, and
some sort of liquid,
and some kind of a prayer is said over it to wash away the original sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it works.
It does work, but what
scientifically
happens is,
proven?
Right, but. See, there's safe locations for baptisms. Like, I would go to, like, the YMCA pool.
Right.
I would run up to the bungalow and jump in and off
good
hours.
Place
and,
for a baptism.
And, yeah, baptism's there.
Even a big pond.
Right. Like, Kellner's Dam.
Sure.
You go out there.
But
not
in the deep end.
But not ever, ever, ever do a baptism in a crocodile-infested lake in Ethiopia.
Somebody did this.
Yeah.
I'm guessing why you brought it up.
A priest was doing an entire, I guess, congregation of baptisms. So he wades into this lake, and the first person comes up, and... he dunks him in the water, and his original sin mixes in with the the rest of the lake.
Crocodiles can smell original sin.
As soon as he
let
go,
that?
Yeah, they can. They can smell the original sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because they were related to snakes originally.
And
who
once, yeah,
gave them
once
to
it got
him.
Gets in the water supply.
Yeah, it's like a sin frenzy instead of blood frenzy.
I think that's kind of fucking selfish that people that get baptized, in rivers and stuff. Now your sin's in the fucking water supply.
Yeah,
now we're all gonna fucking
drink
your sin.
Yeah, but it's in the parts per millionth, so it's hardly noticeable. There's actually more opioids in the water
really?
Than original sin. Yeah,
I'm gonna start drinking more tap water then.
Well, here's the thing.
Hold on.
The guy went.
That was funny. Fuck you.
Tap water. That's right. I got baptized under my kitchen sink while my dad was doing the dishes. He said, "Look here, son, you're going to heaven. I don't care how long it fucking takes. You're going there, you son of a bitch." And be like, "Dad, why are you calling mom a bitch?"
Yeah, you don't have your baptismal certificate.
I always thought that was funny. My dad called me a son of a bitch and be like, "You're not insulting me. You're insulting my mother."
Yeah.
You know, and your wife, you dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Joke's on you, Pop.
You son of a bitch and bastard. Wait, you ain't my father? Well, anyway, speaking of fathers, this guy, after the first baptism and the other guy was coming up to get dunked himself, a crocodile leaped out of the water and caught the priest in its jaws.
Took
him down in a death roll.
Oh,
fucking
no.
Made him extra holy.
Right.
And then let him go.
Oh, he let him go?
But he ended up dying. He got
mauled
to death. So, anyway, what happened was then all the other, congregants, they all went to hell.
Of course.
Because they couldn't get their original sin washed away by
That's
holy
in the,
priest.
That's in the guidebook.
A real holy man.
That's in the Christian handbook.
That's right.
With the rules in it.
That's right.
I think
they
it's called
said,
the Bible.
Look, you can't dunk yourself and go, original sin away, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What they should do is they Dial or maybe Old Spice comes out with like a soap to get rid of it.
Yeah, original
you know what
sin
I mean?
Soap.
Or like lava.
Right.
Pumice? What do they call that?
Hummus?
So, Gojo?
Gojo?
It's, you know.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, Gojo original sin.
The orange scented?
Yep. You rub it on your hands and then boom, your hands, they're fucking clean. You could dip your hands in heaven.
Yeah.
It works out great. Now, here's the other thing about it,
okay.
Right?
There's more.
Yes.
You should do an infomercial.
Yes. There's 75 micron filters that they use to trap all the original sin and make a ginormous sin ball.
Big sock filter.
Right. Yeah, it's a statue of Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Yeah, they're like, just to remind you, Sinbad.
I heard that Sinbad went bankrupt. Did you hear that, the comedian?
Mm-hmm.
Things have gone from Sinbad to sin worse.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, that's a Norm MacDonald joke. Go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway, after Sinbad's whole, you know, statue was erected, they treated it as a false idol, and things just got worse.
Yeah, it got out of hand quick.
Yep. And they put it right in front of the gates to the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, nobody's allowed in there unless you're, like, taller than 48 inches.
Yeah.
Because, you know, of...
The guidebook rules.
Yeah, the guidebook rules.
Handbook.
Yeah.
Yep. The handbook for the recently...
eaten.
The seed. Yeah, yeah, the recently eaten by a crocodile.
The recently baptized.
Hey, Google, can you play a sound of a crocodile? Hey, Google, wake the fuck up.
I don't understand.
Hey Google,
Google, play
the sound of a crocodile, you dick.
For the listeners... Google. Hey, Google, play a crocodile sound.
Here's what a crocodile sounds
Thank
like.
Thank you. Wow, can you imagine that? sound like a guitar riff.
And then, well, anyway, they got the alligator, they killed it, and then they turned it into, a
pair of boots.
A pair of boots.
And a belt.
Crocodile-bound Bible.
Right,
you know,
right.
Engraved.
Yep.
With the father's
on the
name
scales.
On it. Yep.
It's in. That's nice.
You
All
know,
right.
You know, the crocodile ended up joining the choir then because he was really good with scales.
See how handy this thing comes in.
Ave Alicia.
All right. On to the next story. What was it? You know, more religious based news.
Yeah.
We should have, fucking Easter, we should have had all this for Easter.
Well,
too bad this happened after Easter.
Yep.
Look at this. I know you hate Florida, okay?
I fucking hate Florida.
But there was a woman in Florida who found a horseshoe crab shell.
Yeah.
And apparently the image of Jesus Christ was inside of the horseshoe crab shell.
Dear Lord.
This is not really news, but this was off of CBS.
Mm-hmm.
They had to pay somebody to go down and do this story, and it doesn't want to load.
Well, here's the thing. I know all about the story.
So
here's,
fuck it.
Here's what happened. She's on the beach, and she's all by herself, and, you know, she was down on her knees drinking fucking seawater.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden this horseshoe crab comes up and says, hey, I'm your Lord Jesus Christ. Don't I look like him? And she's like, yeah, except for the beard.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
Cock and balls.
No, wrong one. There it is.
Okay, so then the horseshoe crab says, look, I'm actually the son of God. My father was actually a really large horseshoe crab with a God complex.
Here we go. Now the computer thing's
Holy
working.
Holy fucking shit, it really does.
Look at that.
That wasn't photoshopped or anything.
That looks more like Bob Seger.
Yeah, definitely.
Than Jesus. How do you know Jesus looked like that to begin with?
See,
that looks like a lot of people.
I know.
Looks like Charles Manson, actually, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look at the face.
Yep.
Wish I could zoom in on it. Yeah. I don't think it looks like Jesus at all.
I think it... Oh, my God. That is Jesus.
Oh,
isn't
so
it?
Kathy Rader says her friend found a horseshoe crab shell while they were walking on New Smyrna Beach and gave it to her.
Yeah.
I looked at it and said, thank you very much, and took it home. Look at my hat while I'm reading this. Hold on. And I took it home and washed it out, and I set it on my front porch to dry. Okay. What? Why is this in the news?
So this horseshoe
A few days
crab,
later. Yeah, go ahead.
The horseshoe crab died for our sins.
Yeah.
And nobody was there to witness it.
Died for all lobsters and crabs that have been eaten over the years. A few days later, she did do a double take. I was doing devotionals that I do in the morning. Like, she sounds like a real fucking hoot. She said, God spoke to me and said, if you will wait, I will give you perfection. What the fuck am I reading here?
It's crazy.
That's when she turned around and saw the image of Jesus on the crab shell.
And it said, don't be crabby like me.
Yeah, put a smile on your face.
That's my new message. Fuck the golden rule, don't be crabby.
Yeah.
And also, I'm really good at horseshoes.
Oh, man.
Leaner.
He always gets a ringer.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, and a leaner.
And a leaner.
He's like, here, lean on me.
Oh, come on now.
When you're not strong, and I'll be a crab.
All right, you're being very offensive.
And I'll help you carry on into the next life.
I got fucking drops on this fucking app here that I have never used the show. Say something really offensive.
Okay,
this has just been in the stockpile.
I believe David Icke is your father.
Hold on, now you've gone too far.
There you go. See, I've had that and I never played it before.
Yeah.
I think me and Shondy made that.
Shondy?
Yeah, we never used it.
He wants to come back on, man.
Oh,
he said he
hold up.
You.
Hell, hey. All right, we don't need to hear it again.
Shondy.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. I just like the balls. All right, so is there anything else that you want to talk about in the news?
I wanted to talk about the...
We'll just fucking do an hour of us talking.
Well, I want to talk about FBI training.
Okay. Why?
Because recently...
It's the hat, isn't it? I knew it.
I found out that most FBI agents have to take a gymnastics class. So they can do backflips on command in clubs and shoot bar patrons when they accidentally drop their loaded gun on the ground and then pick it up and shoot somebody, like happened in Colorado this past week.
What happened?
Did you see that?
No.
There was an FBI agent at a fucking, like, some kind of a spirit club or whatever, and he decides he wanted to do a backflip, but when he did the backflip, his gun fell out of his holster.
Oh, and somebody got shot.
And he went to pick it up, and it shot another patron in the leg.
Ooh.
So the guy...
why do you have a gun on him while he was in a gymnastics class?
Well, he was probably undercover, you know what I mean? Oh. He's like, hey, baby, I'm looking for the coke. I'm looking for the weed. I'm looking for the shrooms. He's like, I'll do a backflip to prove I'm cool.
Are you implying that they were... selling drugs out of the gymnastics building?
No, this is actually like a club, like a, you know...
A spirit club.
Yeah, like they were
doing gymnastics.
Well, I'm saying they must have a gymnastics class that they have to pass to become an agent.
Oh. Because
this guy landed. He sticked it.
He stuck it.
He did, but he dropped his gun, which is an automatic -2 points.
Yeah, you're not going to win a gold medal with that kind of performance.
And then when he picked it up, his target shooting kicked in, and he shot the guy right in the leg.
Oh, no.
8 times.
8 times it went off?
No.
That seems excessive.
Well, you know them. They always do the excessive force. But he was like, wow, man, you're such a good dancer. I'm not even going to press charges. But then what happened was the bar felt bad and gave the guy who got shot free drinks for life.
That's good.
So, yeah, it was quite a turnaround. But
do they have to be alcoholic?
Huh?
Do they have to be alcoholic drinks? Can you just come in there and go, I would like a Coke?
I would like a hot milk.
A hot milk.
Yes,
right.
I would like a hot milk with a Pepsi bomb in
it. I would like a nice hot green tea with sugar and cream. This is a bar, you asshole.
He goes in there, yeah, I want the hot milk liquor. And he's like, what does that consist of? He goes, well, you fill like the Jaeger bomb glass full of hot milk, and then you put in a little Pepsi in the middle, and then I do it in one shot.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it's called the hot milk.
Oh sorry. I accidentally hit balls.
I mean, there are other milky liquors. There's the Brandy Alexander. There's the White Russian. There's the other Russian.
Ivan Drago.
Yes, yes.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, there's the Putin.
He'll be Putin his cock in no time.
Yep, it's milk and cyanide.
He doesn't like to wear a shirt.
Yep, it's milk and cyanide. It's called the Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
A round of Putins for my friends.
All right, we got to take a break. Word from our sponsor. It's our new sponsor. They're going out of business, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm going to stand in front of the fucking store, and if they try and bulldoze me and I die, I'll be the very first K-martyr.
Do we have any more news to talk about?
About religion, too.
How about look, we were talking about this before. I wrote it down. Different ethnicity Rockies. Like, Rocky was the Italian Stallion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we thought that was funny.
Yep.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we can.
How about... The speaking of Russians, what would the Russian guy be?
The hacker.
The Russian hacker. That's good. That's a good boxing nickname.
Or then there's I don't know. How about one for Canada? Like Rocky trains in Canada, and he goes up there, and he's, you know, the Canadian...
the Canadian bacon.
Yeah, the Canadian bacon. Slap a cold meat on it.
The movie probably wouldn't have done as well.
He's just instead of, like, he's punching the fucking half a cow, he's just in there beating, like, Canadian bacon.
It's not... If it's Canadian...
It's the speed bag.
It's a nice movie in Canada, because everybody's nice in Canada.
That's true.
You know, Mickey's not, you know, so harsh with Rocky up in Canada.
Yep.
He's like, he's not a bum in this movie.
And yeah. If he was actually... instead of Italian, he was Sicilian. The Sicilian pizza. And they're like, man, he's thick. You know?
All right, that's dumb as shit.
No, hold on. I got one more.
I got one more?
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay.
You ready
more.
For it?
Yeah, I'm going to get... Hold on. Let me get the rim shot ready.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yep.
The Ethiopian Avenger.
He's going to beat your ass and then raid your fridge because he's hungry. He's from Ethiopia.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to make your eyes blue.
There's not much to him.
I'm going
to
make your eyes blue because the black's going to come off my knuckles and just automatically go through osmosis to your eyes. Oh, what do you got, a speech impediment?
No, I'm an Ethiopian Avenger. I can fucking do whatever I want. You want to see me beat this piece of rice? Because that's all we got.
There's no heavyweights coming out of Ethiopia.
They're all
featherweights.
Yeah. Bantam.
They're all real thin.
Yeah, dude, featherweights. Yeah, it's hilarious. Oh, Jesus.
All right, should we take a break?
Yeah.
We'll take a break and let's see. I got a Chuck sent a fucking song, and I'm not going to make you sit through it through the show.
Uh-huh.
But he missed us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he made a song, and I got this funny hat on, so everything's funny.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Our studio audience over here is...
You know about the UFC?
Mm, what?
Ivanka Trump bought UFC. Now,
she bought UFC?
Yep.
No way.
Yep, and now it's it stands for untrustworthy, feckless cunt.
Oh, no.
No, just kidding. Do I need to apologize for that? Are they going to take my show away?
That's good humor.
Okay.
Yeah, the kids love that.
But
they love that kind of shit.
Yep.
Yeah, like when you say they love the dirty stuff.
Yep.
Pussy. Kids these days.
They love pussy.
Cock and balls. That kid loves the fucking cock and balls. All right, everybody. Look, I got a new app. We got a Google box now. The show's fucking pretty funny so far, I think. And here's a song from Chuck, and we'll be back in a few minutes. And don't go anywhere.
5 seconds.
Five seconds.
All right, guys. Welcome back.
I know I said I wasn't going to make you sit through it, but...
That I would try...
Are we live?
And record this song again.
Yeah, kinda.
I missed you.
He missed us.
Fucking life's been so boring without you.
All right, let's take a break. A real break.
Out there that feel just like I do.
And we're going away.
To show my appreciation for everything you guys do by fucking nailing this song finally. I've been practicing for months. All right, you ready? Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Fuck, I sort of stopped at four. Nobody fucking counts to five and starts a song. What am I doing here? All right, Chuck, calm down. Calm yourself down. Get the nerves together. I'm trying out for American Idol this fucking summer. And if this is how my audition goes, they're gonna fucking throw me out. I wanna go to Hollywood. Alright, here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna fucking get it. One, two, fucking shit! I can't ever get this goddamn song right. Alright, here we go. My wife's here. She's gonna help me. Here we go. Scoop some hazard, scoop some hazard, scoop some hazard. Coming back on the air. Scoop some hazard, scoop some hazard. They've been away for 6 months, but now they're fucking back. I think I did it! Alright, yeah, finally! Chuck did something right! Honey, that sounded great, didn't it?
You're amazing, Chuck!
I know! I've been trying to tell everybody that for years! And I just... it's only when I record these fucking songs and these bits that I fuck everything up! I think I might want to finally live! I don't want to die anymore. Do you want me to die, honey?
Yeah, Chuck, I do.
You do? What the fuck kind of girlfriend wants her boyfriend to die?
I might have to break up with you. Oh my god. Alright, here we go. I'm shutting the fucking thing off now. I'm shutting it off. I think I remember how to turn the fucking thing off. Hold on, let me throw it. Hold on. I'm touching every goddamn button I got. Nothing's turning the fucking music off. I shouldn't have recorded such a long instrumental. I thought I was only gonna need like 30 seconds or so, but it's like 4 fucking minutes. What the fuck, guys? I'm sorry. This is longer than the. That's what that was fucking too long. And this is just going on and on.
Somebody
and
just
on.
Called me and interrupted.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'll get it. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This
song's still
right
going.
Here. Oh, that was it. I got it. I did something right, guys. All right. Oh, everything. What the fuck? I hit the wrong button again. Fucking garbage music's back on, and why is the volume going up? I can't even hear me now. What the fuck is going on? Come on, Chuck. Oh, God. Oh, all right, guys. Welcome back. I love yous, and I missed yous. Chuck signing out. I'll let you know how my American Idol audition.
All right, everybody, we're back. That was Chuck. Chuck's song that he did over the break. And it was fucking very rudely interrupted by one of my coworkers who decided he needed to call me. We're going to call him back. And we're going to find out what the fuck this guy wants.
Here, watch this.
Eric,
what do you want, Bob?
Please hold for
a
Eric.
Kneeling band for the
Bob. Bob, hold on, Bob. I'm doing a podcast right now.
Oh yeah.
You're on my podcast right now. You called right in the middle of a nice funny song I was playing.
Yeah, so we're pranking you.
So now you're on.
You've been pranked.
Well, listen, where do I find a kneeling band for the rod mill? I have it off, but I can't find one.
Goddamn, Bob. I don't give a flying fuck about the rod mill. I'm trying to talk to you about the fucking fact that you interrupted my podcast.
Use your hot breath.
Don't change the subject.
Heat that metal up using your hot breath.
You realize tens of thousands of people are going to hear this, and you're going to be talking about fucking rod mill bands.
You got sex a kneel.
Tens of thousands of dollars here.
Huh?
You realize we're going to lose tens of thousands of dollars here.
We? It ain't our money. What are you talking about?
Well.
You're on the air, Bob. Don't say anything you regret.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
They're in the maintenance room in the back there, in my room. If you look to the left up on the second shelf, there's a box that says, and it might not even be marked, but it's a very square-looking box.
It's next
it's
to the
flat. It's up on the second shelf of the orange shells when you go in the room there.
It's next to the poster of Ohm's Law.
Yeah.
So it's square like you.
Yeah. Hold on.
That's funny.
Hold on. Let me get my app up that
I
have.
That's friggin'
hilarious.
I'm gonna have you
repeat that. Hold on.
Yeah.
This is good radio, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Here, say that again. Tell me what you just said.
It's square like you.
Huh. You should try bobbing up and down in the water.
Yeah. Don't
listen, why don't you bob up and down and kiss my ass?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
now
that's not...
I'm like
hold
the...
Up. Now you've gone too far.
I'm the only guy that can spell my name backwards.
Yeah, but your name's unlucky because it's just a bunch of 13 scrunched together, you know?
Bob, you're a treat. You know that you're a fun guy. Thanks for being a good sport about it. I'm gonna hang up on you now because I got a podcast that I'm doing and you're interrupting it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you can't do maintenance if you're not maintaining that physical fitness.
Yeah.
That Michelle Obama wants.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, you have to plant a garden outside my house, you know, green, and then I'll be all right.
Yeah, we know what you mean by green.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah. What are you, freaking colorblind?
Fucking.
My plants are red.
This guy.
Tell that guy that electricians can't be colorblind.
He is an electrician.
I'm an electrical engineer, actually. Check this out.
Well, we could use you here.
Yeah. Power equals voltage times current, you know?
All right, this is getting seriously unfunny, Bob.
Yeah.
So
I equals E over R.
That's incorrect, sir. Yeah, you forgot to multiply it by the square root of three.
You should be a stand-up, Bob, and just fucking go out and read electrical equations on stage.
This is
Farnsworth
Liquor House from the University of Science. We're going to need you to come down and work for us here. We're building the very first invisible Hadron Collider. So you can see what's inside it while it's getting made. You know?
I'm going to put you inside it.
I think he's
talking about raping you.
Oh, man. Well, Liquor House, you know, we're into mashing shit. Love you.
All right, Bob.
All right.
Please don't call me anymore. Text me, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
At least for the next 6 hours.
You got real sex, Anil.
Okay.
All right, buddy?
You know?
Yep-er.
Good luck to you. And if you need me, please don't call me.
And don't get yourself electrocuted.
I love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Love you, too.
Bye. That's pretty gay. He said he loved me back.
Right back
fucking
on the air.
Fucking fruit. All right. Thanks. Thanks for interrupting the show, Bob.
All right. We're going to take another break
after
that.
We make everything funny.
Yeah, I know.
I don't give a fuck. Hold on.
We need to take a break after calling that son of a bitch and bastard.
I want
to
use this one because it's funny.
Hey, where's the fucking...
That was excessively seriously loud. I'm gonna drop that down a few decibels.
So is he your boss?
No, he's not my fucking him.
Yeah.
No, he's not my boss. He's my underling.
You think you can get me a job then?
Yeah. Well, you know who. Never mind. I'm not gonna talk about it. We can do one of the magic breaks. You know, we're not gonna play a song or anything.
I'm writing a rap song.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Well, then fuck my ass. I guess we're doing a break song.
Yep.
Our second segment was fucking doily.
The brakes.
Doily was our second segment.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. All right. Oh, word from our sponsor. And then we're going on break again. So here's a rap by another character from the show. So don't go anywhere. How's my hat working?
It's fucking hilarious.
We'll be right back.
Pretty fun. I'm rapping about luring deer.
Well, do it. Let me hear it one more time, and let's make some rewrites to it.
All right.
If you're going to be doing a rap song for the break, it's got to be
MC Assault Lick, always getting that dough, and Fonz and Bucks, sodium chloride, lures them in and they suck. I'm rapping in the forest.
Sodium chloride, that's
salt.
Oh, right.
Like MC Assault Lick.
Oh, right. You lure them in. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going for like a chloroform type thing where once you lure them in, you knock them unconscious. That's how you fuck them.
Yeah. Well, I'm rapping in the forest while the bear shit's in the woods. Out in Bum's jungle, it's the homeless hood.
All right, start over.
Okay. MC Assault Lick.
Now, do it like you're going to perform it.
I'm MC Assault Lick, always getting the dough, and Fonz and Bucks, sodium chloride, lures them in and they suck. I'm rapping in the forest while the bear shit's in the woods, out in Bum's jungle, it's the homeless hood. MC Assault Lick, I'm a real fucking voyeur, catch you on the trail cam like Diane Sawyer. Doe, a deer, a female deer I bang. I got the carcass operin' in the garage it hangs. Take the body to the butcher. Taxidermist gets the head. Staring at...
You got a fucking tempo change there.
I take the body to... I gotta pause. I take the body...
Give me a count back in.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Doe, a deer, a female deer I banged. I got the carcass operin' in the garage it hangs. I take the body to the butcher. Taxidermist gets the head. Gonna mount it upon my mantle. Now it's staring back at me instead.
How you like that?
Wait, no, I fucked it up. Body to the butcher. Taxidermist gets the head. Gonna mount upon my wall, staring at me instead. Cause the deer turns me on. Cause the deer head turns me on. I get my cock nice and hard.
No.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Rewrite.
I take the body to the butcher. Mm-hmm. Taxidermist gets the head.
At what point are you gonna fuck these animals? And I thought that was part of the bit.
I lube up the mouth while it's staring back.
Cause you're trying to piss Pete off, right?
Yeah.
So you should fuck them at some point before you eat them and send them to the butcher.
Well, I did that already.
Oh, you did fuck it?
Yeah.
Where in the song did you fuck it?
Doe, a deer, a female deer I banged. I got the carcass open and in the garage it hangs.
So you're still distinguishing between male and female. You're fucking an animal, but you, I ain't fucking a male animal.
Yeah, right. I ain't,
I ain't gay.
I ain't gay. I ain't, beast gay.
I only fuck female animals.
I take the body to the butcher. Taxidermist gets the head. Lubing up the mouth. They're staring back at me instead. Gonna mount upon my mantle because the deer head turns me on. I get my cock nice and hard and I fuck Bambi the fawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Not into bestiality. Not since my last fine. I'm president. Of PETA, my ethics in line. First verse is over. I'm really good at rap. I'm taking off my leather pants cause I'm gonna take a nap. MC Assault Lick, get getting that dough cause I'm MC Assault Lick. Sodium chloride for show cause I'm MC. Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then
right?
You get an applause. That was pretty good. I like that. It was funny. What'd you people think of it? No, not that one. Okay. I just recorded that, so you want to listen to it? That's your song.
Hold on.
I think that'd be funny.
I take the body of the butcher to...
Then we take another break? I'm recording right now.
Oh.
I recorded all of that.
Excellent.
You surprised? That was a good song you did.
Well, let's just do the song part and put it in.
Oh, we'll professionally do it.
All right, we're going to take another break.
It's going to be an exceptionally long show today.
Right after this professional rap
I'm tired
song.
Of not recording all the funny shit we do.
Mm-hmm.
In between segments.
Yeah.
We're taking a little left turn.
Right.
Do the show a little different. Record everything we do and say. I'm going to take a microphone in the bathroom with me later and
do you want to know what the name of the song was? You know what the
name of the song? What was the name of that
song? It's called Doe, a Deer, Bitch, You Owe Me Money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Google. Is it illegal to have sex with animals? Hey, Google, is it illegal to have sex with animals?
My apologies. I don't understand.
Me neither. You shouldn't. Okay.
Who do you think you are? Fucking Will Smith's parents?
Hey, Google.
Because you just don't understand.
Is bestiality illegal?
I can't help with that.
You will help with that. Hey,
yeah,
Google.
You're going to be my sexual accomplice.
Hey, Google, is bestiality legal?
According to Wikipedia, laws against bestiality and sodomy in the United States are largely a matter of state rather than federal jurisdiction, except for laws governing the District of Columbia and the U.S.
I'll take that
forces.
As a... You could have said no.
Nice. So Jeff Sessions has nothing to do with this.
You didn't have to say all that. Just
you
say...
can't be out there fucking that deer. And I said, why not? It's up to Pennsylvania. We have lax laws on that stuff. I'm into that white tail.
Simple yes or no.
You know what I mean?
Would have sufficed.
Where all the white tail at?
You know, anyway, this fucking Google, it's not as funny as I thought it would be. So let's go on another break, and then we'll professionally record this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people got to see the little behind the scenes action.
Yeah, and then I think we have a clip for the upcoming show, The Conners.
Is that, you know, I had that ready to play. They fucking canceled Roseanne.
Starring Nicolas Cage as Roseanne.
So we'll just play this and go on break.
Many hands make light work. I voted for Trump.
Listen to the Roseanne song, the show theme song, and
there's
we'll be right back.
There's actually lyrics to this. Oh, and you know I voted for Trump, cause I'm a fat racist. I got size double H tits.
All right, we're not going to do the Roseanne show for the theme song for the break. We're going to record your professional rap song about fucking and eating animals. Female animals.
Brought to you by PETA.
Brought to you by our
and
sponsors.
Hummus.
And we'll be right back with more show. Listen to Josh's rap song about fucking animals and eating them. Be right back.
Yeah, I need more snare. You know, so I can trap some little animal. I just got my hunting license, yo. Yeah, cover myself in deer piss. Cause I'm MC Assault Lick, always getting that dough. And fawns and bucks, sodium chloride, lures them in and they suck.
I'm rapping in the forest while the bear shit's in the woods. Out in Bomb's jungle, it's the homeless hood. I'm MC Assault Lick, I'm a real fucking voyeur. Catch me on my trail cam like Diane Sawyer. Doe, a deer, a female deer, a bang. I cut the carcass open and then I fuck it in the mouth. Yeah, the deer mouth. Oh, you like that deer mouth? Doe, 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 doe. Oh, you like that deer. Where are the white tail at? Cause I'ma fuck 'em. Give me some lube and then I stuff 'em. I stuff 'em. Stuff 'em. Cause I'm a taxidermist and I'm nothing. I wanna get that head up on my wall. I wanna get that head up on my dick. I wanna get that head up on my wall. Staring into those black beady eyes. Oh, oh yeah, that feels good. Yeah, this is rap. I'm a statutory rapist. Bestiality's my thing. Cause I'm the president of PETA. My ethics in line. I pull out a doe and then I fuck her in the behind. In front of everybody who's got the leather pants on. It's me, cause it's Sean John. P. Diddy ain't got nothing on me. I'm the quickest fucking rapper in all of AC. AC, AC, cause I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'll eat some mold. I clean it off the shelves, I clean it off my butter. I'm stepping up, but I got to fuck it stutter. Oh, I don't give a fuck if I just fucked up. Cause the buck fucked up, fucked up, fucked up, fucked up, fucked up, fucked up. Now back to the real song. The first verse is over. Motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. 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 Cause that's all the rap is this day. People don't give a fuck. Oh, yes, I'm Eminem. Just kidding, I wouldn't bleach my head like that. That's like Original Sin. And plus he's banging Nicki Minaj. I don't give a fuck. I just put a hole in her poster and put my dick in it. Unless she's a deer, then I fuck her from behind. Cause I'm the president of PETA and my ethics in line. I treat animals fairly all the fucking time. I treat everyone the same. I say bend over quickly, cause I'ma rape you today. Oh, I'm the president of PETA. I like hummus with my PETA. PETA sandwiches. Oh, yeah, you just heard the first MC fucking Assault Lick track. It's crazy. I got more tracks than fucking people from Tamaqua Zoms. Yeah. I'm out.
Cause he's MC Assault Lick.
Getting that dough.
He's MC Assault Lick.
Sodium chloride for show.
He's MC Assault Lick.
Get away from me, fuck.
He only fucks girl animals.
Like those and fawns and such.
He ain't gay.
Hell no,
he
I ain't gay.
Just that one time in college.
Yeah, and it was, you know, a dead rock.
Cause he's MC Assault Lick.
I got big balls.
He's MC Assault Lick.
Slapping on the white tail, love them all.
He's only slightly gay.
Check out my trail cam.
He wants up that dog's dick.
Hell no.
We out.
Yeah, like Dovage.
All right, everybody, we're back. More Skooks of Hazzard show. What did we just listen to? What was that?
That was the...
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Well, remember, that was the footage for a new show that we were trying to pitch to Fox. It's the reality TV show Glory Hole Installers.
Yeah, but we're coming back from a break. What did we just listen to?
Oh, what did we just...
It's been like 3 hours, like in our time that we've been, you know, off the air.
A Hole in My Heart.
I can't remember what
extreme.
I can't remember what we're coming back from.
Yeah, I think it was.
Do you remember?
No,
apparently
actually,
not.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, look, we got our hands on this brand new show that's coming out in the what's coming out in the fall.
Yeah.
Fall lineup.
Yeah, it's the fall lineup.
Yeah, it's the hot new show.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, all these reality TV shows. You've got American Chopper. You know, Gold Diggers.
USC
that's about
Junior.
That's about women in Los Angeles,
yeah,
who marry
the
for the money.
Real Housewives of Cambodia.
Right, right. Yeah, and there's like never mind. This is a new show, better than all those shows, but it's, you know, similar to like American Chopper, but it's they follow around glory hole installers.
Yep, yep.
It's all about the glory hole installation business.
It's a lucrative business.
I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that, but look them up in the Yellow Pages. And if you need a glory hole installer, call, you know, GHI, your local,
you know,
local union
we
boys.
We talked to Mark Cuban. We're like, yo, how about I put a fucking glory hole in your shark tank and you ever get a fucking great white blowjob?
All right, look, here's the...
Careful on that glass.
The premiere edition of the Glory Hole Installers television show that'll be on TV in the fall. All right, so enjoy this, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Thanks for calling Glory Hole Installers LLC. No hole is too big or too small. Your cock will fit them all. My name is Eric Holder. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi, sir. I'm looking to have a glory hole installed.
Okay, now what type of hole are you looking for?
See, that's where I need some assistance with. I'm not too familiar with the different kind of glory holes that you offer. Can you walk me through some of my choices?
Well, the special we have running today is the Trent Reznor package. It's called Head Like a Glory Hole. You can fit 9-inch nails inside easily.
Oh, that sounds nice. Now, this is going to be a Father's Day present for my husband.
Is your father a big fan of holes?
No, not my father, my husband.
Oh, your husband.
Yes, now, I'm not buying a glory hole for my father. I stopped sucking his dick years ago.
Okay, now that...
And me and my husband, we actually met at a glory hole. That's where I met my husband.
Okay, well, I'll tell you one thing. The one time I made a glory hole right there in a confessional at church, and let me tell you, the priest had never been happier. He absolved me of all my sins because of the glory hole installation that we did.
Now, is that extra for a sin-cleansing glory hole?
Yes, it's an extra $2.50 surcharge on that.
And I'm guessing that the priest, I'd have to buy that separately.
That's true. You can get one at Priests R Us. They took over for Toys R Us, you know?
I've heard of them.
They had a glory hole in their bank account, lost all their money.
So I would definitely be interested in purchasing one of your glory holes.
Now,
you're going to send the installers out to my house, right?
Yes. Now, where do you want this glory hole installed?
Well, I actually want it installed in the bathroom.
Okay.
I only,
that's pretty standard.
I only like sucking my husband's dick when it's clean.
Okay. And do you have a divider that separates the toilet from... like another stall or a shower or even some, you know, maybe even you do your laundry there, like a laundry room we could put this hole in. Because we actually need something to put the hole in.
Oh, I see. I'm not too familiar with the process.
See, the thing is, we make the hole for you.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Okay.
Okay, so I would like to purchase your best glory hole, and at your earliest availability, please send the glory hole installers to my house.
Okay, no problem. Now, I can give you a discount if you want to use a man glory hole. It's an old used manhole, not the cover. I actually cut the manhole out and then I just, you know, rig it up inside your bathroom. That's the man glory hole.
Well, that sounds lovely. Do you make glory holes for women? Oh, wait, never mind. We have our own glory holes. Okay, so I will see the installers when they come out.
Okay, now I can offer you one other glory hole package, okay? It's called the Presidential, okay?
Okay.
It's every time you open your mouth, you take a picture of it, okay? Then you tape that on your bathroom wall, okay? Then you get a knife, a very, very dull knife, and you cut the hole out, okay? And then it's like you can fuck your own mouth. It's really glorious.
Sir?
Yes.
Will you please just send the fucking installers to my house?
Look, you're being a limited liability cunt, you know that?
I'm out of words to say, so...
Oh, what are you, feckful over there? You want me to come over and install a feckless glory hole in your mouth?
For the love of fucking God, please send the installers to my house.
Okay, you're looking at the holiest of holy package. That's going to cost about $219 plus, do you have any cheese sandwiches?
Well, I work at a cheese sandwich factory.
Okay, because that's all we accept, tips, you know?
I got it.
you know, and hand jobs.
Okay.
All right. We got, hey, we take pride in our work.
Am I going to be on TV?
Yeah.
Glory hole installed her earth. With the glory hole installers. With the glory hole installers.
With the glory hole installers.
And we're coming to put a hole in for you. Oh.
All right, can get in the van. You all settled? Ready to go get your lunch?
This diesel smell makes me gag.
Look, I know it's your first day on the job.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take care of you today. I'm going to show you the ropes.
Well, Archie, you've been working with the company for what now?
31 years, kid.
31? Oh, my God.
I've been installing glory holes since the 1980s. I've installed glory holes for many, many different people. Celebrities, in fact.
Wow.
I installed a glory hole for Robert Redford once.
I always wanted to be a dentist and drill glory holes into people's mouths.
Well, you know, everybody's got their thing, but, you know, don't worry about anything today, kid. I'm going to take good care of you. You're going to be all right, all right? As long as you got a good lunch to eat and you know, you listen, things are going to go good for you.
I'm going to make you so proud. You're going to call me the Black Hole Sun by the end of the day.
Well, you know, everybody around here gets a nickname. You know what mine is?
What?
The Master of Holes. It's a bad nickname, kid. I mean, hopefully you get a better one than I did.
All right, I'm voting for Black Hole Sun.
Hang on a second. Hang on to yourself. Whoa. You got your seatbelt on, kid?
No, hold on.
Last thing we want is an accident. I don't want OSHA coming out here and seeing glory holes all over the street. We got a whole truck full of glory holes here, kid. We got a lot of shit to do today.
They're worse than potholes.
We got at least eight glory holes we got to get to today, okay? And this first house we're going to is this nice old lady. Okay, she's in her early 70s, but she wants a glory hole for her husband.
Oh, well, nice.
Apparently, they just discovered Viagra, so here's what we're going to do, okay? I want you to mentally prepare for the day today, all right?
I got you, yeah.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, hang on, kid, hang on. This fucking truck is unpredictable. I mean, the business has been down, really, for the last, you know, 8-9 months. You know, Glory hole demand is not that high anymore as it used to be. You know, a lot of people like to see the person's dick who they're sucking. You know, it's.
Can you pull over, please? I gotta pee.
You're not gonna be sick, are you, kid?
I'm gonna be sick.
What are you gonna do when we have to, you know, test out these glory holes for the customer?
Well,
you can't get.
As long as there's not diesel in her bathroom, I'll be okay. I can't take this. You know, I'm anemic too.
Look, kid. You know, I'm just gonna be honest with you. Hang on.
Whoa.
We're going up a serious hill, a big, big steep hill. Listen, kid, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? You know, you're the new guy, so you're going to be on your knees quite a bit today, okay? And you're probably going to take a load or two in the face. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. I hope that, you know, doesn't deter you from wanting to work here anymore.
No, I think it's a great opportunity for me to start, you know, creating holes of my own.
Hang on, kid. Hang on, I gotta rev it up. We're going up another hill here. This lady lives at the top of the goddamn mountain. Hold on, kid. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Hang on to your seat. You're gonna feel a couple serious G's being pulled in, kid.
Whoa.
Hang on. This truck's fucking old. I think this truck was made in the 70s, but it's fucking old reliable, we call it. You know, this truck got a good nickname. I got a terrible one.
1 hour later.
All right, kid, what do you think about your first hour on the job?
I'm surprised it's actually taking this long. I thought it was pretty much we just drill and it was done, but I'm learning a lot here.
Yeah, you look at Larry over there. Jack, hang on, kid. Larry's fucking jackhammering. Hold on. Yeah, people don't realize the amount of work that goes into putting a glory hole in somebody's house. I mean, you got to reinforce the infrastructure, the load-bearing walls beneath it. I mean, these holes are heavy.
I was surprised we needed scaffolding.
Yeah, well, you know, you learn a lot when you're out here on a job, you know? You can go to Glory Hole Installer College, but there's no substitute for real-life experiences.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It looks as though that we're nearing half of the diameter, so I guess we're getting pretty close, aren't we there, Archie?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close, kid, but I tell you what, there's perks with being a 31-year employee. We're going to take an early lunch here, kid. You got your lunch, right?
Yeah, I have a leftover bologna sandwich from, like, the other day. I had nothing in my fridge except for, old bacon grease and duck grease and goose grease. I'm a grease connoisseur, right?
I'm telling you, kid, you know, it's pretty dirty in here right now, but, you know, wait till we finish up, and it's going to get a lot messier.
That's true. That's true. You know, I was out there the other day, and I took up painting because I really... Oh, my God. What happened? Oh,
why'd you stop? Larry,
sorry.
Why'd you stop?
You know I can't talk and jack at the same time.
I'm not talking to you, kid. Keep it quiet. Larry, why did you stop there? Look at Larry over there. What's... Larry's been here 5 years. You'd think he would know better. You don't stop jackhammering a fucking glory hole. You got to dig a hole for the glory hole. You gotta have a good base, you know, good foundation. Larry, if you stop that fucking jackhammer one more time, I swear to God, I'm gonna hit you with the old van when we leave here.
Larry, just listen to him. He's crazy.
All right, Larry, that's the last time I'm warning you. You keep that fucking jackhammer going until that fucking hole for the glory hole is complete. All right, kid, get your fucking sandwich out.
See, that's why you're the master of holes and he's the master of none.
Yeah, I am the hole master. That's my nickname.
He's basically the Aziz Ansari of fucking hole installations.
A lot of the guys, they call me by, Homer. They call me Homer. That's really, like an abbreviation of the nickname.
Hey, Archie, I don't want to butt in, but it looks like he's going a little on a biantany. You better get the level over there.
Larry, you got your plumb bob over there. You better have your fucking plumb bob, Larry.
Here, you can use my hole level. I just got it.
Good God, that guy. Huh. I seriously think he has some home problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his wife, I heard she's a real whore. Anyway, kid, let's eat lunch. Let's eat lunch here quick, and then we're gonna finish up this glory hole, and we're gonna get the hell back to the shop. Because I gotta
install the batteries in my new hole finder, because,
Right.
It makes it easier.
It's the opposite of a stud finder.
Yeah, I don't want to find studs.
Yeah, it finds nothing.
But the lady who bought this installation, she's going to find studs once I find that hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one of them new technology gadgets that they have. Makes the job easier.
Hey, Archie, I heard you don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, well, kid, like I said, it's going to get a lot messier here shortly. Larry, turn that fucking jackhammer back on.
All right, man.
Ready to come see you finish Glory Hole.
Yes, thank you so much for rushing over. I know it was a rush order. It's just I want to make sure this is a special present for my husband. It's our anniversary. I mean, he is my second husband. My first husband got run over by a pickle truck, and it was kind of a big deal. But now I'm ready to love again, and plus, my husband, he goes to a lot of these Alcohol Anonymous meetings, and he likes to do everything anonymous, so I figured if he can't see me while I'm blowing him, Glory Hole is just a perfect idea, right?
Whatever you say, ma'am. All right, kid, pay attention. I'm going to show you how to do this. All right, ma'am, look. Me and my crew, we went a little bit above and beyond the Call of Duty here, and we added not just a Glory Hole for you. We also added our very, very nice glory pole for women.
Oh, okay. The glory pole. Is that...
It's like the reverse glory hole. It's a
protuberance.
It sticks off the wall.
I have one of those on my hip and elbow.
So you'll see you got your hole right here. That's where your husband will stick his cock.
Okay.
Okay? And that's where you'll gently suck his cock. And then, when he's finished with that, you hop on the pole.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean...
No extra charge, ma'am. No extra charge. That's what we're here to do.
Oh, wow. Now, if he is, suffering from any kind of allergies, is there any kind of, glory hole enhancer salve that you sell?
Well, we do. The only thing we sell, ma'am, is the gluten-free glory holes, for people with the gluten allergy. They're gluten-free glory holes. You know what I mean?
I love this song. Will you care to dance with me?
I hope you like the selection. I thought Bob Seger's a nice, nice atmosphere music for, revealing a glory hole. We're doing a TV show here. I don't know if you noticed all the cameras.
Yeah. See, my Google assistant, Alexa, it had a sex change recently. So now I have to say, Alex, play Bob Seger. And he gets all confused. He still doesn't have an identity,
All right, man. Well, please just stand back for a minute. And me and my sidekick here, we're going to test out this glory hole for you. So you ready, kid?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I thought,
wait a second. We got to try.
We got to test the glory hole. I told you this already like 3 times.
Okay, do you want me to go first?
No, what you're going to do is you're going to kneel in front of that glory hole right there that we just installed, and I'm going to go behind it, and we're going to give a demonstration to this lady.
Okay.
All right.
I'm kind of confused.
Don't be confused. Look, I know it's a confusing thing, but, it's part of the job,
Right.
Garbage men got to deal with garbage, Glory Hole and Stars got to deal with flying ropes of semen,
Consider me DeGrasse Tyson. I'm going to kneel.
You got it, kid. All right, man. What you're going to want to notice here is we got a nice chamfer on the outside of this. That protects your pecker, your husband's pecker, from any kind of, rough edges.
See
where
I'm pointing, ma'am?
Right there. See, good job, kid.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am, and we're going to test this thing out for you here, so just stand back and enjoy, all right? Enjoy the Bob Seger music.
This reminds me of just some...
All right, kid, enough talking. Let's do this demonstration. Hold on. Let me get my fucking cock out first. All right, ma'am.
I'm just pretending to make the noises so she knows not to be scared. That's the noises you're going to be making, ma'am.
All right, and Larry's going to be bringing over the paperwork for you to say, Larry, bring that fucking paperwork over here for the lady. All right, kid.
Mrs. Blessington, do you have a towel?
Yeah, all right, kid. Yeah, you're going to need more than a towel. You're going to need probably a ShamWow. Here we go, kid, all right? Here we go, man. Pay attention. All right, here we go. Open your mouth. Here it comes.
Smells like fucking
here comes, buddy. Yep. I'm done. All right, kid. Sorry. All right. Get yourself cleaned up, and I'll meet you out in the truck. Sorry about your eye.
12 and a half hours later.
All right, kid. Get back in the van here. What took so long? It's 12 and a half hours. What took that long to get cleaned up?
I had to get all the eye boogies out of my eyes.
I'm a little backed up, I can tell you that. I haven't demonstrated a glory hole in some time, so thanks for being a good sport about it.
She thought it was a little too short, but she got the gist of it. That's half of what we were doing. She got a phone call while I was in there, and it sucked. Apparently she did all this for nothing because she got a call from the morgue. Her husband died.
Well, hang on there, kid. Okay. Hang on. I forgot we're going back down the hill.
Will you listen? Her husband's dead. He got hit by a tampon truck on the way home.
I understand, kid. Look, I mean, that's serious stuff. But, this fucking van, we don't know if this thing's even going to get us back to the shop. We don't. I mean, this van's old. I told you that before. We're on the way to the job.
Don't nauseous.
Fuck around. You better have your seat. You got your seatbelt on, kid.
I got so much seatbelt protection, it's not even funny, okay?
You better strap in, because we're getting ready to go back down this goddamn hill. Hold on, kid. Oh. Hang on a minute. Hang on, kid. All right, you all right?
Yeah.
You all right? This thing will give you whiplash if you let it.
You can count on the black hole sun.
You lucky you had your seatbelt on there, son. That could have killed you.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What's Larry's deal?
Well, Larry,
is
like
he
I said,
seeing someone yet?
He's got problems at home. I told you, his wife's a big whore. She fucked, literally almost everybody in the shop.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think he would go out with me?
Well, what? Kid.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
No, why?
I thought you wanted to be with me. Hang the fuck on, kid. Hang the fuck on. Hold on a second. I gotta shift it into low gear here. We're going down the hill.
Well, you're a little old for me.
I don't know why I keep accelerating down the hill. You know what I mean? I'm not with it right now. Why do you want to go with Larry? Larry don't know shit. I've been installing glory holes for 31 years. I did Robert Redford's glory hole. I told you that earlier, didn't I?
Larry just had the will to continue. I don't know. I mean, I learned a lot from you. Don't get me wrong, but I think Larry might be a better choice because he's not going to put his penis in my mouth.
I also think Keanu Reeves' house, kid, but hold on. We're almost at the shop. We're almost back down this goddamn hill.
Keanu Reeves?
Later on, I'll show you some pictures of Keanu Reeves' glory hole. All right, kid, it was nice working with you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Glory hole installer. With the glory hole installers. With the glory hole installers.
With the glory hole installers.
And we're coming to put a hole.
Wow. Jeez. We're back.
Amazing.
Did you enjoy that?
Fuck yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know you did.
I definitely enjoyed it.
That's right.
That was good.
Hey, what do you call a glory hole you could hide your drugs in?
What?
Pothole.
I don't have the thing up anymore on my
app.
That's
all right. But on chance.
All right, everybody. That's the end of the show. It's been a pretty long show. Hour and a half, almost.
Wow, I mean,
You know, yeah.
I can go 90 minutes.
Look, we're surprised too.
Yeah.
Okay? We've been away for 6 months. We had a lot of funny stuff stored up.
Well, yeah. So do you want to hear the story of why I couldn't make it for so long, right?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, go ahead. Go tell me the story of why you couldn't make it.
I fell in a glory hole and my collie's dead.
Oh, dear God in heaven. All right, everybody. Look, what episode was this again? 62?
65,
that's episode 62.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it is. I'm certain it is.
All right, I will bet you 20 wampum.
20 wampum?
It's 65.
You're on, buddy. So,
all right, let's take a look.
All right. No, I don't care at this point. I just want to play the outro.
Yep, you just listened to episode 60-something.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Hopefully, it won't be 6 months from now. All right? You stay stay healthy.
Hold your breath.
Hold your breath. And watch the Glory Hole Installers this fall on TV.
Yeah.
All right? All right, everybody. See ya. We're out.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. 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 The Skooks of Hazzard Show.